Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's June 23rd, 2021, and the Lord is releasing so much revelation right now. But I tell you, it's coming with a battle, so don't think that you can't get it. It's time to break through. Satan does not want you to know these things, because I tell you, these are the days of your deliverance. These are the days for your encounter that God's going to change your life. He's going to break through things for you. And this is the day of your breakthrough. So Lord, open the heavens right now over us. I pray that what was intended for evil will be turned around for good. I pray that each of us be able to stand up and take authority. And right now that you're preparing us for something new. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm excited. The Lord is preparing the way. In fact, part of the prophetic word I've been releasing is Luke 1:17, and he will go before the Lord and make ready a people prepared for the Lord. The Lord is raising up a remnant right now. He's going before us and preparing us. And we are in a season of preparation for the coming move, but it's got to start in your own heart. It's overdue. This time is overdue. A major revival, major renewals, they have to start in your own heart. You have to put your own oxygen mask on first. But there must be a revival before the Lord will return. And we need to have this going on right now. And we are in the end times, but it's not what you might think. Many people have been waiting to get raptured out of this mess. But the Lord say, I'm calling you right now to step up in the midst of it and to be my voice, to be my heart, to be my love to people in the midst of the storm. The Lord is raising that remnant, I said. You can find this actually in Malachi 3:16. Those who feared the Lord talked to each other, and the Lord listened to them, and a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who had feared the Lord. So he's raising up a remnant of people that will listen to his voice and that will love people unconditionally. Oh my goodness, it's such a great thing to love. Love one another, Jesus said. It's the greatest commandment of the New Testament. And it was also the first commandment of the, you know, in the Old Testament, you'll see that the Ten Commandments, the first commandment was to love. Love God with all your heart. So the Lord's calling us to honor him, to honor the Lord and others as well. A scroll of remembrance is being written right now. God's watching and he's promoting people. There's a major promotion happening at Father's Day this year. In the U.S., it's June 20th. That was last weekend. There's been a major shifting since then. I tell you, there's going to be a distinguishing right now. Malachi 3:18, you'll be able to distinguish the righteous from the wicked and those who are for God and who are not. And there's been a big misunderstanding about this. It's not based on your political party. It's not based on trying to be good. It is based on loving people. I don't care what anyone says. It is based on loving people and embracing that calling right now. And the Lord is moving right now, but you know, how could Satan stop us? We've got the power that raised Jesus from the dead inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit. We've got the Word of God. We've got each other. We've got so much. But Satan's been hitting us in two areas. He's been hitting us. Matthew 24:12, Jesus talks about the end times. He says, but because of the increase of wickedness, the love for many will grow cold. So the Lord spoke this. Jesus spoke this, that the love for many will grow cold. That's what's been going on. So where is Satan hitting us? In the core message of Jesus. He said two things more than ever. Well, the first one more than ever. The last one was like our commissioning. The first one, he called it the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, love your neighbor as yourself. And then the second one was the Great Commission, which was to share God's love. Notice they're both centered around love. Satan's plan right now, he doesn't want you to see this, but his plan, his secret plan, is to hit the area of love. But God's secret plan is to raise up a remnant and to set you free in the midst of this attack. So again, Matthew 22:37 is where Jesus does say it. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. He added that one in the New Testament. He added love your neighbor in the New Testament. That wasn't part of the original Ten Commandments. Love God was, but love your neighbor as yourself, he added later on. And then he went on to say that all the law and the prophets, hey, got these two commandments there. Loving God, many people, you know, might be angry at God. They get a twisted understanding of who the Father really is. Or loving your neighbor. It includes people we don't agree with, different beliefs, different people that are different. We still need to love them. Love yourself. And there's the unloving spirits of low self-esteem, self-hatred, self-rejection. Wow, those things are cutting things up. We need to get healed of these things. Then the Great Commission is to share God's love. When Jesus said, he said to them, all authority on heaven, this is Matthew 28, verse 18, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. So you don't have to be weird about it. You can do this. In fact, one of the translations, if you look at the, if you research this, go and make disciples means on your way, not like just suddenly you go out, you're going to do this on the street corner, you're going to turn everybody off. That type, that's old. That's the old. The new is, the Greek word for go is on your way or in a lifestyle. Make a lifestyle of it. And the Lord is releasing new understanding into this so we can stop turning people off and turn them on to the power of the prophetic. They're very, very open. People are so hungry for something that's not just a hard line. They're very hungry right now for something that's real. So we've lost our ability to love others, many, not everybody, and we lost our ability to share the love of God. I'm just speaking this word right now. We found ways to justify it. But the core of our text right now are these two things. This is what Satan doesn't want you to see, and this is what God does want you to see. It's all about love. And the result of this, it's resulted really in a fatherless generation. Have you heard that? Well, these are the attacks against the fathers and mothers, and the children have suffered, the children and the children of God. If you grew up in an environment, you know, so many people got stuck in the past, wounded place of the past, adults confessing that they had wounded inner children. I used to be one of those until I realized it got healed and got integrated. It became a man in my own, you know, to stand. And I had that wounded inner child. Well, I tell you, this is, I'm not judging anyone who has this, but say that sure is the evidence of a curse that came from the last verse of the Old Testament. Wow, the very last verse of the Old Testament, Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, he says, see, I'm sending the prophet Elijah before the great dreadful day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Now, this is before Jesus who broke the curses, right? But you could still operate under it. If you're not aware of this, you can operate under this stuff and not realize it. The spirit of Elijah in Malachi 4, it says that we actually need as parents. If you look this, Luke 1:17, John the Baptist comes and fulfills this, but talks about breaking this curse, about turning our hearts as parents to the children. We've been trying to turn the children to us. I was guilty of that. And it's evidence that we have something going on right now. Some people don't believe that you can have a curse. I'm just saying, there's something going on. If we have a fatherless generation, if we have, you know, people with wounded children inside them and they're adults, there's something going on here. There's a wound in people today by unloving fathers and mothers, spiritual or those in authority, I had to repent myself. And if you've been listening to my Spirit Connection podcast, I've repented several times if I've hurt people because I did in the past. I just recently, in the last few years, came into this revelation and began to move in this, the love. So when people get wounded by someone in authority, a parent, they naturally transfer that to God the Father. So we need to get this love alignment. There's a balance between these areas. And there's an open door right now. The false image of the Father causes us to have unforgiveness against others. The false image of the Father causes us to be outside of alignment of what's called perfect love. You get out of that alignment. 1 John 4:8, God is love, and those who don't love don't know God. Wow, that's a hard word, John. Thank you. But really, those who don't love don't understand God's true love, basically. Don't know or understand God's true love. That's why we need to get out from under this thing. God's moving right now in people on all ages. Acts 2:17-18, in the last days, God said, I'm going to pour out my spirit out on all people. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. So God is moving. Men, women, sons and daughters, boys and girls, all ages, but especially those who are listening. So you need the prophetic gift. He's pouring out his spirit, the spirit of prophecy, visions and dreams. That's listening to the Lord. There are promotions right now for those who have been honoring the Lord. And there's a significant time of revelation into the healing of your wounded heart as children, especially if you've been stuck in childhood pain. It's time now to move this into your game by getting integrated. Yeah, you'll need to, you know, get healed. And I've got some things I can talk about here in a minute, but you need to bring heaven to earth each day. Jesus, when they said, teach us to pray, in Matthew 6:10, he says, pray each day on earth as it is in heaven. Later he said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. In other words, there's a heaven and earth interaction going on. You can bring the qualities of heaven right now. I got attacked fiercely right before I came on. I got attacked fiercely. And I just started to worship. I'm sure I got some prayer. But then I just began to worship because Jesus said this. He said in John 4:24, he said, God is spirit. And they worship him in spirit and in truth. And so I just rose above this attack. Like right now, I'm above. You are above and not below. You need to rise above your attacks. There's sometimes to rest in the storm. Other times you need to speak to the storm. Sometimes you need to worship in the storm. But I tell you, God wants to visit you with his love, a revelation. I got a revelation of his love. Actually, I got it in 2004, the first time. I didn't really understand it. I started getting that revelation of it. But then just recently, it's taken me years to grasp this. I got a full healing. This is a season right now. Lord is opening the heavens over us to get revelation into your situation. I've been prophesying this for the last few months. God wants to visit you through the listening to the Holy Spirit in a still small voice. Dreams and visions, angels seen or unseen, divine moments of understanding. Maybe the impartation of peace, joy, illuminating the word of God to you, or maybe get caught up in prayer. See, a visitation doesn't mean that he comes in the door, you know, or an angel shows up. Visitation is as simple as getting revelation of the Father's heart. So right now, there's healing of the Father's heart. 1 John 3:1 says, what greater love of a father has it than lavishes it on us and calls us children of God? He wants to lavish you with his love and call you a child. You know, instead of a wounded child, we need to be a healed child. Come on, somebody help me out here. And we need the healing of the Father's heart as parents and leaders, those in authority, or maybe those who have been wounded by it, no matter what age you are. And this is the time that God is releasing something new. He's shifting the spiritual atmosphere even right now. I would just say, reach out and receive. Reach out and receive the Holy Spirit. Reach out and receive the downpour of the Holy Spirit. Revelation into your situation and revelation of the true Father. He's not mad at you. He's not the one. I tell you, that's a false understanding of it. And there's a big healing happening right now. Lord, I pray that you would release the visitation of your love. I pray that you would release what we need to get through this time. I pray that you would release the promotions for those who've been waiting. Wow, I see things happening right now, the release of revelation into your situation, a download. I pray, Lord, that you would heal us, show us how to get healed of the Father's heart so that we can no longer have. I grew up in an orphan spirit, but now I've been into the full adoption of the Lord, of the Father. I grew up because of things that happened to me. I grew up with an orphan spirit, and it's a long story, but right now I'm going to release the healing that you need in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoo! Wow. Well, the spirit of Elijah, the Lord spoke to me that the spirit of Elijah, which was Luke 1:17, and that is releasing the healing of the Father's heart. It's now here, folks. It is here. He told me that it was going to start to be released out right after Father's Day in the United States is June 20th. This is worldwide. This is the season that he's releasing. Father's Day, the healing of the Father's heart. The healing where we've gotten wounded in those areas. We have tombs where we sit in those tombs, you know, tombs of death, or all kinds of weird stuff that goes on there. I know I'm still in healing right now, and I'm 62, but I tell you, the Lord is moving right now, and I've had to release this word over and over, but I am believing for your visitation of God's love. I've gotten rejected over this because I've been telling people to get over anger. Just get on with things, you know, get on with where we are right now. Lord told me, don't dwell on the past. Just move forward. And, you know, I've been getting rejected over this message, but I tell you, it'll fall on ears that can hear. And we will be prepared to move into this new season. And it will be a good one. I just did a good training on this. If you'd like to be part of it, you can still get the replay of it. It's called Preparing for Your Visitation, Releasing the Spirit of Elijah. Now, this is important to get this. This is how to get healing of what I was just talking about, the orphan spirit. It's the new prayers, different things, and also how to have a visitation from the Lord. You can align yourself to do that. So go to DougAddison.com/visitation. You can still get the replay of this and highly recommend it. In fact, you could even buy the upgrade if you do it, and you could teach this in your own church, community, ministry, whatever. All right, everybody. Wow, we're moving into an amazing time. It's going to be a great week. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.